This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Okay, so it looks like this weekend SNL is back. This is, I want to say, the 44th season. Let's see if they have a thing here. Oh, sorry, 45th season of SNL. So the host is going to be Woody Harrelson, and Billie Eilish, who a lot of people are dying to see, is going to be the musical guest. So they did some promos, and A-Loke put together a little short piece of the promo for me. They're doing a little tour backstage. You know, Woody's been there for a long time. He's done a lot of shows. So he does a whole tour through the back, and it goes
beautifully
like that.
Good.
It's pretty long, though, right? Didn't you say it was like a minute and a half long promo? So, as they do, there's always little promos that run on NBC. Ding, ding, ding. All week long leading up to it.
Alex?
But I'm actually, no, he's not going to be. He's,
I
he should go
him,
figure
I go,
that
you
out.
You better learn yesterday. I go, you better learn how to do this.
NBC. So, I'm excited about that. First of all, I love Woody. He's great. And I'm dying to see Billie Eilish. So, SNL this weekend. Check it out.
He really turned out to be something special.
He really did.
I mean, from his days as Woody.
Sure.
You know, the barkeep.
Right.
So what an amazing actor with so many.
So much range.
Yes.
I mean, it's actually been kind of surprising. Like, you know, that simple kind of dopey Woody thing works for him in a lot of stuff, but he can also turn on sort of the.
Scary.
Yeah, he can be scary.
Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
And Billie Eilish, I'd want to see her too.
Yeah. They say that Billie Eilish is going to be one of the big costumes this year that people are going to be
because she wears
for
absolutely.
Halloween. That you know, people will just wear like a big over. It sounds like a great costume, just a big oversized hoodie and some big sweatpants. Like, hey, I'm Billie Eilish.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
I think we might have tickets for her. She's coming to Chase.
Oh,
we might have tickets coming soon.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I wonder how her stage show is. Like this, like some of the music is like this. Album that I've listened to a bunch of times, I can't see someone running around and rocking it out. You know what
Probably
I mean?
Probably just a lot of lighting and video.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see. I'm dying to see what she does on SNL.
Yeah. So this Sunday, you said?
It's this Saturday.
Oh, this
the Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. Is that Sunday Night Live?
It is. Well, you know what? You're actually right. The bulk of it actually does run during Sunday morning from midnight to 1 a.m. Charlie Sheen. was actually pretty close to doing Dancing with the Stars this time around, which is such a funny thing that he would wind up doing.
You know what, though? It's a good move on his part.
I think so, too.
He needs to sell himself to people who have heard his stories and written him off.
Right.
That's marketing.
I agree. I think it would have been a good move, too, and it would have been the biggest star they've ever had on that show. They say he was pretty close. They got pretty far down the talks, and in the end, he backed out. He told Us Magazine, I was very flattered by ABC and their offer, but at the end of the day, I have two left feet. I just can't dance. But I'm like, isn't that the whole point? Like, I actually don't like when someone is, I don't really care that much, but it does seem like people who are like gymnasts or super athletic or have some dancing experience are an advantage, and that you should almost give people points just for trying, like people who don't dance at all. The whole point is that you are learning a new skill. So and apparently a lot of stars say that, no, I can't dance at all, and they go, I'm not doing it because I can't dance.
But well, they might also mean they don't like to dance.
Yeah, that could be it. He's basically saying he's got two left feet. I mean, he got pretty. They actually offered him a pilot too, which I think is they've said ABC said you do the show, you know you'll be exposed, and we'll do a pilot with you, which apparently is not an uncommon offer that they make to stars.
Do a pilot as in a TV
show. As in we'll create your next show here. Which
and
is
he
something
turned that down?
Apparently so, which is surprising because you know that he's supposedly only worth like $10 million now only.
Yeah.
He's poor. compared to how he used to be. I mean, right. Dude was worth like a couple hundred million.
Well, I wonder if his health has anything to do with that, or he doesn't like this, routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be interesting is to actually, and it's not, God, I'm such a pig. I'd love to hear how that money went away.
I know.
I mean, we know that.
Hookers and blow.
I know that. We know that he was living
houses and ex-wives.
A hectic lifestyle.
There you go.
And he was also getting, wasn't he being blackmailed, or did he
there
come out because
yeah.
he didn't want to be? I don't remember, but.
There was something to that.
The gal saw some HIV medication, and I don't know
and
if
he
she
hadn't
took a
revealed
picture.
It to her,
he hadn't
right?
revealed it, and she said, yeah, give me some money or I'm going to expose this.
And he went, I'll just expose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that money went either, Vin. And it does seem like a lot of money to blow through.
Like you can't.
I apparently
you can't.
You
blow,
can.
No, but you can't.
Well, you owe your ex-wives and you makes a couple of bad
Denise
deals.
Says he owes her $450,000.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that the money is getting to.
That's only 5 months, by the way.
Jesus.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that, you know, these numbers get thrown around, and even when you hear, because he was saying he made what on the next show, Anger Management.
Uh-huh.
He was going to make another
$100 million or whatever. I
yeah.
know, it just seems impossible. And those shows still all run in syndication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he must have monthly income.
I watch, sickening, like 5 episodes at a time of 2 and a Half Men.
You
Anger
do?
Management, yeah. They play it boom, 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 and I just watch them boom, boom, boom. They're so funny. They're so good with him and John Cryer.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll sit there, Vinny. 5 episodes at a time.
I'm going to say I've never watched an entire episode of 2 and a Half Men.
God.
One of these days, I'm going to come break you out of there.
I know.
I feel so.
I don't feel bad.
I'm trying to
rescue
you. I think it's a companion.
So
I really have been giving a lot of thought to the amount of TV that you consume and what you're willing to consume.
I
just really think that you must be doing other things, or it must just allow you to.
Am I?
I don't know what the hell you're doing. It's pretty freaking funny, though. Every damn stupid show that comes up, you're like, yeah, yeah, I watched 6 episodes of that the other day. I'm like, but you also watched 10 episodes of this other one. How
you know,
is this possible?
Sometimes I roll hard and do a lot of things. You know, I'm doing this, that, and the other, and I'm out and about, and then I crash. And then I'm like, all right, I need to be inside for a couple weeks in a row. I'll come back. This weekend, I'm coming back and I'm doing a couple things.
I need to decompress with shows that take my mind off actual things.
Shows and people, yeah.
Is that what it is? You got problems and you're just like, well, I'm going to turn on the TV and forget about those for a while. Anyway, his agent said that they offered him a TV pilot as part of the deal. And this is one of the ways that they use to entice people on the show. Like, we'll do a development deal with you of some kind. There was a time they're saying that he was making $40 a year, $40 million. When he had a lemonade stand, he was making $40 million a year on Two and a Half Men.
Right.
And they're saying most of that money's gone. His estimated net worth is down to only $10 million.
And he just,
I don't know what he just
blew through it.
I just don't know.
Just pissed it away.
But I kind of agree with you that I think that if you use the opportunity correctly, something like Dancing with the Stars or even like the Celebrity Big Brother, it can be huge for you. It just shows you in a different light. It shows you way more human than just the, you know, the crazy tiger blood wizard that you that's being
well,
out,
you know,
spread
who,
around out
I'll
there.
I'll give you an example of something that was, in my opinion, very calculated and worked. Howard Stern was someone who was only known as a guy who interviewed strippers and did crazy radio, right? Mm-hmm. Then he went on that America's Got Talent TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was a judge on that for a while.
And that's a show with an audience that is completely different than the audience he built his brand on.
Oh,
right.
almost couldn't
mainstream
be more different.
Mainstream and family.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
And it was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember tuning into a couple of episodes. I don't remember when he was on there 10 years ago, 8 years
ago. I never saw it.
So I watched it a couple times when he was on it, and he did come off, you know, as a fairly intelligent person who had constructive criticism. He wasn't the shock jock that everyone thinks that he is. I actually love him. The reason I do morning radio is because I loved Howard Stern, and I still love him. And nobody interviews like him, but nobody can interview like him because people come to Howard Stern's table going, I'm doing an interview with Howard Stern. He's built that reputation. They know they're going to get asked everything, and that I think that you have to know yourself well enough to know if you can stand it or not. But yeah, that's a great example of someone who said, here's me in a whole nother setting, in a whole nother light.
So,
and I don't think it would have been a bad move for Charlie to go on Dancing with the Stars, even though it does seem like a place for people who are desperate to appear that they're a star. Like, I'm on Dancing with the Stars, I must
still
be a star.
Here.
You know what's weird about Charlie, too, is that he can be super likable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Super likable. But that little block of time there where he was Tiger Blood guy, he was just, you couldn't.
It was every single day,
too. It was like, you were just saying it. You watched through your fingers like, oh, God, what is next?
I know.
Yeah.
He's got two porn stars on each shoulder, one on each shoulder.
Right.
Was it his angels? That doesn't sound right. His goddesses.
Oh, goddesses. Yes, that's
right.
It. Yeah.
Well, it was such a weird time for him. He was breaking up. He broke up with his wife, Brooke. She's a massive druggie.
It still is.
She's got the two little boys. Yeah. I mean, I just think that everything just went to S with they. You know,
I typed in, where did Charlie Sheen's money go? And among, you know, all these things, he's said to have paid out more than $10 million to people who had threatened to make his then secret HIV positive status
public. So he did
pay
some stuff out.
He did. He also bought houses for some of his ex-girlfriends who knew of his HIV status. His tax filings, all the prostitution. He would pay extra money, like $10,000 extra to each woman who would have sex without a condom. He spent $500,000 per year on a personal chef, about $150,000 on just parties alone, hotels, clothing, child support, his home. He's been trying to sell his home for over $8 million for the last couple years. No one wants to buy it.
Well, they're afraid they'll catch tiger blood.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's just...
Yeah, that still doesn't seem like enough to blow through what had to have been a $200 million fortune.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. He was going to do Dance with the Stars, and he didn't.
Well, maybe he will next season.
We're going to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine for a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, he's been snitching all this week.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop has some stuff to say about this. Snoop Dogg says, he posted a meme saying, as we watch Tekashi 6ix9ine, or whatever his name is, snitch on everybody, I invite you all to remember Martha Stewart snitched on not one soul during her trial. Baby girl kept it 10 toes down and ate that prison sentence by herself like the true baddie she is. That's my home girl, solid as a rock. They're pretty, you know, they do that show together. Yeah. Is that still on?
I think so.
Snoop and Martha's...
Yeah. Whatever the
eating party or whatever it's
cocaine
called.
Eating.
There's, you know, there's that. Meanwhile, he was offered witness protection. In fact, that was for a couple days there. I was seeing stories where that was what was going to happen with him. Like that he would get out of prison and they would, I don't know, clean his face up. And because that has to happen. He needs a whole new face and new arms and new everything. Guy's covered head to toe in 6ix9ines. He said, no, thanks. I get 24/7 security and I'm bound to make more money. Are you really?
Wow.
He is not going into the witness protection program, or according to him right now, he's not. Maybe the death threats haven't rolled in yet. They say he sang like a canary for 3 days. And it looks like it wraps up today. Prosecution and defense attorneys are going to give closing arguments. He pointed fingers and named names of all his old gang members, other celebrities too. And it looks like he's going to opt for a life of fame, not going to witness protection, which sounds like a death wish. But they say he still wants to make new music and he believes he can pick up where he left off. Can he? I don't know.
I don't know.
Tekashi realizes, according to TMZ, that the Nine Trey Bloods could be gunning for him. Could be. And possibly others who are pissed that he ratted them out. He says, no, I'll just have round-the-clock security. I still have some money left over. I guess he's got bank accounts somewhere.
She's all shh.
And he's planning on his music career taking off again once he's out. You know, I'll tell you something. I don't know any Tekashi 6ix9ine songs. All I know is, you know, all the law crap that I've heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure he must have had songs in the top 10 that we've heard. But definitely. For the life of me, I can't think of one.
I can neither, and I don't want to just throw one out there, Alex, because of curse
yeah,
words.
Yeah, they're probably...
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
I mean,
either.
Obviously people like him.
Is Vaughn here? Yeah, what are your thoughts on Tekashi 6ix9ine? You seem to be the guy that knows all the hip-hop stuff.
You're a hip-hop
You're a hip-hop go-to guy.
Give us some knowledge on Tekashi.
Do you... Is it someone you like? Duh. Or, you know, now he's a snitch, so you hate him, or what?
I have liked his songs before, and I still would play them, you know, stuff like that.
Really?
But,
Your feelings on him after this whole snitch week?
After this whole thing, I still play his music. He's not, like, a bad person, I don't think. Just street code-wise, he's not getting the best rap,
no.
You know, for that wise.
So, but can he come back out and pick up where he left off, and still be a viable musical entity? And were his songs so good that you're like, oh yeah, I can't wait for him to come back?
I mean, he had a huge following, like, from, like, the hood all the way up to, like, white kids in middle schools yelling his...
Oh, the middle school kids you saw using the N-word out on the beach. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, they love Tekashi, you know, so he had, like, songs like Gunmo, Fifi with...
Oh, I remember Fifi. I've heard that
Minaj.
Title before, right.
He had a bunch of songs that were, like, huge hits. He was, like, climbing just...
All right, make a prediction. If he gets out next year, can he pick up his music career?
Online,
or is someone going to murder him?
Online, yes. Touring, no.
Oh.
I don't think he can tour.
Because it's just too dangerous?
Yeah, he has to do a hologram tour or something like that.
Hilarious. I love it. I'm going to do a hologram tour. I'm not scared or anything. Thanks, Vaughn. Anyway, they're saying Tekashi also has tons of family members who are fearing for their lives after this. They're all like, what are you doing? Just take the 47-year sentence. It's like, I'm not doing it. I'm putting all you in danger.
Well, that's how, I mean, you hear that in movies all the time. It's someone who's, you know, brazen and bold and out there. They just go, oh, just get your mom.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
They send you a picture of your kid.
I didn't think of my mom. What?
Yeah.
What?
And they're saying, if he has to protect them too, that's going to be expensive.
Right. That's why I was... Like, he says he's going to keep making money, and he's got 24-hour security of his
own. Not enough to,
like,
cover everybody
exactly.
You know, buddy.
Yeah.
Tekashi testified he believes he'll be out as early as next year, which means the feds cut him an incredible deal, if
right.
That's true. He was looking at 47. He was facing a minimum sentence of 47 years, and he thinks he's going to get out in 2020? Holy crap.
It's major singing.
Yeah. That's, you know, he agreed to fully cooperate, and he did. They asked him everything. Even Cardi B's like, wait now, hold on.
They're going to find him with his tongue cut off.
Anyway, he's going to... Here's a picture. You know how they do
that's
those...
That's what they do to snitches.
That's too real.
Those artist renderings
that's
of...
Whitey Bulger.
People sitting on the stand. They drew a dude with braids and just like they wrote 6ix9ine all over his body. Because that's what he looks like.
That's what he looks like, though.
Oh, exactly. My God. Where does the time go? It's incredible.
Boo.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's keep it light.
All
pancakes
right.
Make the
oh,
news.
Oh, I love pancakes. I oh, my God. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, shoot. You didn't put the thing back in there. All right.
He didn't put the thing back
well,
in there.
Well, I can't do it when I took it out. I told him to put it on.
He can't do anything from over there.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Early as next year, which means the feds cut him an incredible deal, if
right.
That's true. He was looking at 47. He was facing a minimum sentence of 47 years. And he thinks he's going to get out in 2020? Holy crap.
Major singing.
Yeah. That's, you know, he agreed to fully cooperate, and he did. They asked him everything. Even Cardi B's like, wait now, hold on.
They're going to find him with his tongue cut off.
Anyway, he's going to... Here's a picture. You know how they do
that's
those?
What they do to snitches.
That's too real.
Those artist renderings
that's
of...
That's Whitey Bulger.
People sitting on the stand. They drew a dude with braids and just like they wrote 6ix9ine all over his body. Because that's what he looks like.
That's what he looks like, though.
Oh, exactly. My God. Where does the time go? It's incredible.
Boo.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's keep it light.
All
pancakes
right.
Make the
oh,
news.
Oh, I love pancakes. I oh, my God. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, shoot. You didn't put the thing back in there. All right.
He didn't
on.
Put the thing back
well,
in there.
Well, I can't do it when I took it out. I told him to put it on.
He can't do anything from over there.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Earlier today, I was saying Amazon has just unveiled a new voice for the home device that you have. And it's Sam Jackson, and you can get him where he swears. So Yuzi just handed me, or handed it to Vinny, and he passed it over. I'm going to read through it and see if there's more details on
it. There's a couple more I put in yellow.
But it looks like you're going to be able to get it by the end of this year for a one-time fee. 99 cents. And then if you buy it next year, it's $4.99. But coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk about that. Right now, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's a wonderful app by our company, Entercom. You will love it.
We only get good feedback.
They
on
built it just for the Sarah and Vinny show.
They did.
It allows you to access our program anywhere in the world at any time.
All the live long day.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast, live show, whatever you're looking for.
Right.
Thanks, Entercom.
Radio.com.
Our own app, finally.
Right. Couldn't name it after us, huh?
No. They just had to call it Radio.com.
All right.
Well, you think of radio, think of us. Come on.
Right.
Rip the knob off. Of your iPhone. Or whatever you're rocking. Oh, wait, they did that for you.
Right.
Right. And the jack's gone too.
Much cooler today, everyone. So we got through it. I mean, hopefully we all got through it. And if anyone you know didn't make it, I'm very sorry. I should have stopped talking now. You'll have electricity in the North Bay.
Mm.
And that's good news.
Yes.
So 20 degrees cooler everywhere and electricity for you.
We're back to sort of a normal day.
Right. Yay.
For most of us, I guess.
The NFL's on tonight, everyone. It's America's highly rated show, NFL.
Yes.
Philly at Green Bay, 5:20 game time.
We love it.
Yes, we do love it. I asked you, well, let's do the, can we talk about Survivor
sure,
in your break?
Yes, in my break, absolutely. I'll do the Alexa
otherwise,
thing
I'm going to talk about it if you don't.
You can talk.
No, I
feel like you want to,
well,
even
I
during
just,
the break
I,
you wanted to.
We've been waiting, right?
Sure.
And here
well,
it
we
is.
We started to talk about it during the last 30 break, and then I think we segged
people
over.
People started
it.
Being mean to us, I think. Yeah. I think I was catching a weird vibe from another area of the building.
Not me.
Yeah, you.
I was totally in when we were talking about, I asked you about Survivor and then Big Brother, and you guys jumped right on Big Brother.
Because we're so annoyed
totally
by Big Brother.
In. Yeah, I was totally in.
Thank God Big Brother's over. But Survivor's on now. Woo!
All right, so... Do you want to talk about it now, Vinny?
No, we'll just talk about it at 8
we
o'clock.
Will, absolutely.
I have some stories I can
okay.
do.
Okay.
So, it's National Pancake Day.
Oh, pancakes?
I
love
you know what's
pancakes.
Weird is I woke up this morning and I went to my Instagram, among other things that I look at, mm-hmm. and our boss had posted, it's National Daughter Day. But
I
apparently
love that.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
I'm like, I got two of those. How'd I miss this?
I know.
There's
and
too
I
many
had,
days.
There is too many days. And I had...
so stupid.
I have the kids print out this occasion day thing. And...
is it on there?
The other day was Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Oh.
Yesterday, we looked at it. What's today? The 26th?
So the
25th. It is not on here. This particular one list was not on there. So darn it. I'm... sad that we missed it because I would have loved to have posted something. But
oh,
I saw Michael Martin's three girls, was it?
Three daughters,
three
yeah.
daughters. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, the love of my life and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, that is so sweet.
It is sweet.
It was just wonderful. So,
anyway.
Yeah, today's pancake
today,
day.
Today, post a picture of pancakes.
Dumbly.
With a thick pat of butter on it and
don't,
syrup
you're making me
everywhere.
So hungry. I'm trying to not eat pancakes
syrup
anymore.
Everywhere.
I'm just trying
since
to.
Since when?
Oh, stop it.
Since I got on the scale Monday morning and
oh, you know what?
Broke it.
Put that scale away.
I'm not doing it. I'm like, well, oh, my pants are getting tight. I should look on the scale. Oh, my God. No more pancakes for you. God.
All right.
Well, all right then.
Oh, pancakes. So bad right now. Oh,
No, was there something else?
Yeah, is there anything else?
It's National Pancake Day, everybody.
So have a pancake.
Pancakes.
There's probably like IHOP is probably doing some special.
Oh, right. I'm sure. On National Pancake Day, they gotta be thrilled.
They're like, oh God, it's our day.
Yeah, this is our one day.
Right.
80% of Americans said breakfast foods are good for a midnight snack.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
You, what do you mean, sure?
Definitely.
I was just about to ask you. You have a midnight snack?
No, but if I did have one, I'd make an egg. Last night on Survivor, that we're not going to talk about right now,
right.
There's a dude from Boston on there.
Boston Rob?
No.
Another guy.
He's on there, too.
Yeah.
But do you remember did you watch the whole...
I had to fast forward through some parts towards the... there were parts I had to fast forward because it was 2 in the morning, but then all of a sudden it was 4 in the morning. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this done.
Goes fast. So that was at Tribal Council. I'll tell you the whole story at 8 o'clock.
Because
it's sort of, if you don't already know, it's sort of extensive.
My next story is about a hero.
Heroes. I love heroes.
Tech Sergeant Ken O'Brien is a member of a Special Ops Rescue Unit in the Air Force. Last year, he was one of the divers who helped rescue all those kids in Thailand who got trapped in a flooded cave.
Oh, yeah.
In the process, he saved a Thai Navy SEAL's life, too.
Oh.
This guy's just saving people all over the place.
All right.
He was also part of President Trump's security detail for his recent summit with Kim Jong-un.
Really?
And he pulled someone from a burning car while he was in South Korea.
Of course he did. He's a hero.
So another rescue.
All right.
Last week, the military gave him a big award for it.
Oh,
and it looks
nice.
Like they're going to have to give him another one, too.
Well, what did he do now?
Because he had to fly to Japan for the award ceremony. And during his trip, he saved another life.
Oh, my God!
Why are people dying around this guy? That's my question.
A one-year-old baby on his flight was choking and stopped breathing. So Ken stepped in, cleared his airway, resuscitated the kid, and handed him back to his parents and went back to his seat like nothing happened.
Oh, my God. That is... I think the people around him might be cursed. You're going to need to stay away from this guy.
This is the guy.
Your car will catch on fire. Your baby will choke.
He recently talked about why he's always in the right place at the right time. And quote, if someone needs to go do something dangerous, I volunteer. If someone needs a leader, I volunteer. Are you telling me you're Horseshack? Because his just damn hand is up all the time. And that's why
he's... Pick me!
Yeah! There's the guy. Ken O'Brien. Hero. United States...
He looks like a
hero.
He looks like a... Good for you, Ken O'Brien.
He saved the children in Thailand stuck in a cave. He saved a Thai Navy SEAL who, I guess, got stuck in a cave too.
It happens.
Then he saved a guy from a burning car in South Korea, and then he saved some kid on a plane to go get an award in Japan for saving all the people.
Kid looks 19 years old. How old do you say he is?
I know.
He looks so young.
Did I say his age? I didn't.
Do you see it there? I mean, I'm sure he's in his 20s, but he just looks like a kid, like he could be in any high school.
Yep.
Well, good for him. That's wonderful.
His parents are very proud.
I'm sure they are. Imagine that's your kid. You'd be like... We raised a hero. Oops. Into the wasteland it goes.
Oh, you love a person who thinks they've got it all figured out.
Oh. God, I feel like I don't really meet those people that much. Like, I feel like we're all sort of bumbling around.
Someone called 911 in Rock Island, Illinois on Monday afternoon to report a guy floating down the Mississippi River on a big log.
Oh. Okay. He's looking out his window at his view of the Mississippi, and there's a dude on a log.
Sits down on a log and is going down the Mississippi.
So he was, did they call 911 for this? Like, this man who would do that?
It looked dangerous.
Right.
It looked like he needed help.
Okay.
The fire department had to send out a rescue boat to save him, and while they pulled him into the boat, he said, guys, I'm moving from Illinois to Kentucky. I was just traveling via log. I was just going to save money on a trip.
Was all his stuff piled on the log?
Looks like he travels light, apparently.
Naked, even.
The fire department dropped him off on shore and said, figure out another way.
Right.
Log isn't going to cut it. Make other arrangements.
I think he was just sitting there by the shore, and then he saw the log and went, you know what? I've always wanted to move to Kentucky.
Maybe.
Like, I'm just going to hop that log right now. Yeah, I hate my wife.
There are drifters.
My
that
kids
is
are
a
brats.
Thing. There's this.
Drifters is the word, yeah. too. Drifters. He's
it's
drifting.
It's a thing. In fact, in Stephen King's new book, there is.
Oh, what's the name of it, by the way?
I can't remember.
So this is the one that just came out like a week
out.
Or two
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it just came out. The story's about a drifter.
Oh.
Like, it's trippy because he's not a drifter, but he seems to just go, you know what? I'm going to drift for a minute.
Mm. Hmm.
And I'm following this going, he just keeps making these weird decisions that are drifty.
Mm. I love Stephen King.
What? It's like they're on a plane.
Oh, don't tell me too much about it.
I mean, it's just one of those things where someone goes, we need a seat. Does anyone want to give up their seat? And he's like, all right. And you just go. He's just going to drift.
I'm going to stay where I am now. But he was on the plane for a reason.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to explain it without giving everything away. Yeah. But it starts there and it just sends him on a drift.
I guess he's going to drift into some trouble, as people often do in Stephen King books.
Right.
Uh-oh. Where have I found myself?
I was trying to look up Stephen King's new book, and he puts out so many books.
I know.
This year alone, I'm already seen four.
And as I'm
four?
Into as well, I'm it. Into his new book, that's I realize that I love him.
Mm. Every time I read one of his books, I'm always I'm grateful for them. Like I find myself going, I love
his language. I yep. love his the way he describes things. I love the way he starts a new. Here you are reading. Da 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 da. And then he just starts another story, and you realize these will collide at some point, but I'm already into the next thing.
I know. It's incredible. It's so funny how the first time I really noticed that, it was some book. You know what it was? It was the Tommyknockers, mm-hmm. where he's going from, you're so into this story, you can't believe what's happened. All of a sudden, he's talking about some lady at her house.
Yeah!
And I'm like, what the F is happening here? But now I trust him.
Yeah.
I've read enough of his books that I'm like, I know this will be interesting, and I know it will collide with the other story right. at some point.
Exactly right.
Yeah. He's great.
This
I love
does
him.
That.
Is it called The Institute?
I believe it is called The Institute, okay. yes.
Oh, The Institute. That sounds dark. Yeah.
I mean, it's what you expect.
Good God, I love him.
Four things you'll regret wasting time on when you're older.
Okay.
Trying to make bad relationships work.
Mm.
Like,
yep.
If only we knew to cut our losses.
Just cut. That's the word. There it is. There's the phrase that pays. Cut your losses.
Breaking up's hard.
Oh, it sucks.
I watch friends.
And loneliness is hard.
Can't do it. And even when they're in the middle of doing it, they can't do it.
Right.
And you're like, dude, you know how you break up? You stop talking. Why are you still talking?
And you stop thinking about, you have to find something else to think about, and you have to find ways to mitigate your loneliness, because that's the problem. You have a couple drinks, it's a Saturday night, you spent the night alone, it's 2 a.m., you're like, I should text that guy. No, you shouldn't.
It's impossible to get through to people. I've suggested, change your number. Mm. Oh, I can't do that. What about, you can give your new number to your kids, just don't give it to that chick.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
Change your number. Well, what about if someone... Listen,
they'll figure out a way to find you.
At this point, you need to save yourself from the trouble,
right.
not worrying about something that needs to find you.
Cut some your losses.
Unknown thing that won't be able to find you.
Mm. So dumb. For
anyway.
Real.
Four things you'll regret wasting time on when you're older. Trying to make bad relationships work. Not asking for help.
Mm.
Studies have found asking people for help and advice actually makes you seem smarter, not dumber. But most people are afraid to ask.
Huh.
I am.
You are?
It's always been a thing for me, sure. I told you that when I was in rehab. I was sitting there talking to the counselor and I'm telling this guy all this stuff. And he's like, and I'm like, you know, I'm okay, I got it. And he's like, hold on.
Let's take a look at where you're at, buddy.
Yeah, you got it.
You know where you are, right? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just thinking to myself, like, how sometimes people who just don't have it are just swearing up and down. No, I got
no,
this.
Right.
It's fine.
That's, you know, he had to go, like,
right.
we need to talk
let's
about
take
where
a look
you
at,
are.
Let's take a look at your life right,
right.
now. Young man,
rehab.
Look at your life.
So, yeah. You don't got
right.
it.
You don't got it. I'll help you, but you got to ask for my help.
Right. people don't ask for help.
Yeah, we see it as a sign of weakness.
Dwelling on your mistakes. These are the things that you'll regret wasting time on when you're older. Dwelling on your mistakes and shortcomings.
I am definitely guilty of that. I will think back to the 6 episodes in my life where I'm like, that was a horrible decision. I hurt that person. I did the wrong thing there. I swear to God, they'll come and haunt me at night.
Yeah,
I'll be like, why am I thinking about that one time? Why? It was 29 years ago.
What are you best at? Beating myself up.
Yeah, I'm awesome at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know.
So when that boss, when you have that interview today and your boss says something to you along these lines.
Right.
Beating myself up. I'm really good at that.
Super good at that. Okay, if you're worried that I won't be worried about my performance here at the company, you're wrong. I'm already worried about it and I don't even work here yet.
I have a rocking chair at home I sit in and I just lash myself mercilessly. Don't
I have worn ruts into the floor. I can't even move that thing now. It's in the floor.
It moves me.
Yeah.
The last thing on the list of things you'll regret wasting time on when you're older, worrying too much about other people.
Yeah.
Whether it's what they think of you or just being jealous of stuff they have that you want.
Yep.
We tend to look out and not in.
You know, I do find that the older I get, the less I worry about what other people think and the more I'm sort of true to myself. But it took me 50 years to get even to this, and I still have a long way to go.
Sure,
like, I'm sure I'll master it when I'm 86 years old and laying on my deathbed. I'll be like, you know what? I don't care if I fart in front of this doctor. I just don't care. I finally arrived at my personal nirvana. God, it's so hard to not worry what people think about you.
Our text number is...
Good one. That's a good story. I like that.
All right. Good. Thanks. Text number. Hey.
All
right. Alex.
Hey, Luke.
Our text number is, who cares? But don't text and drive
when you send
us stuff.
No.
My cute daughter just walked out the door to her first job after graduating college. Watch out, Finn. Swear it was yesterday that kindergarten happened.
Wow.
Yeah, the worst part of that story that you're putting there in front of me is that when she goes off to her first job, I'll be 70.
No. Will you? You will.
Something
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, you will. No, were you 45 when you had her?
Yeah.
You'll only be 67.
Okay.
Or so.
Right.
Only.
Super.
Right. And they'll be like, oh my God, it's so cute that your grandpa visits you at school.
Oh.
Love you so much.
Regarding Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
Mm. That is what they say.
Yeah. But he had so much of it.
I know. It just
should have taken a lot longer.
You have to be a GD fool. Get rid of all that money.
Billy's stage show. This is Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Billie's stage show a few months ago was epic. She's great. What sucked was the screaming 12-year-old girls in the crowd and all the moms videoing their screaming daughters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Billie's first love is dance, so her shows are full of that.
Oh,
cool.
I got to see her perform 2 years ago at South by Southwest on a tiny stage. So good. Also, her brother Phineas, mm-hmm. who she writes everything with, plays guitar in her band. So keep an eye out for him, too.
I hear that he recorded and produced this whole record.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or at least had played a major role in it. Yeah, that's cool. I love thinking about, like, I remember being a little kid and we would make little tapes and even like do like videotape talk shows or have our own little radio show and I loved that part of being a kid, being with my siblings and out of absolute boredom finding ways to be creative. And this is the new way. Like, there's 2 kids in a house. Like, she's been, you know, they've been doing this for years now. She's, you know, she's an overnight sensation, but she's also not.
Well, you hear so many artists who, or I should say, I read about so many older artists or even some newer, but they're very stuck with analog and they're like, you can only, but most of these people are doing stuff on computers and you can't tell the difference mm-hmm. in the sound, especially because of the way we listen to it.
Right.
Which isn't analog.
Right.
So
it just is. It's a whole new world.
It allows
out
people
there.
To make this. We see Fronty.
Yeah.
Doing stuff at home with
yep.
his computer.
Boom. Gets it done. At least slam a demo together easily.
Right.
Enough. All right. We are going to take a quick break when we come back. I want to talk to you about the... this is my favorite story ever. The Sam Jackson is the new...
Oh, yeah.
That chick that you talk to at your house. voice.
What?
And I have some stats on streaming music that are, they're going to bum you out, Vinny. I'll do that story real quick, and then we'll talk about Survivor.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.